What's up? It's Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and I have your rumor report. So Lil Wayne is denying reports that he has a 15-year-old son. Now he is requesting a new trial for a paternity case that was filed by a woman in Louisiana who believes that he is the father. Lil Wayne signed a declaration that states, "I did not engage in a sexual relationship with Kiyoshia Watson in June of 2001 or at any other time." He said, "In June of 2001, I was residing in New Orleans, but my professional commitments required me to travel a great deal throughout the U.S. I do not believe it is possible that I am the biological father of Dwayne Brown. I have never acknowledged Dwayne Brown as my son, nor was I ever made aware of his birth until I was served with the petition." So something good has come out from keeping up with the Kardashians. Now, ex-NFL lineman Brandon Albert has donated $1 million to Alexandria House, which is a shelter for homeless women and homeless women with kids in L.A. Brandon Albert was watching this episode.
"We just want to thank you, Kim, for bringing your amazing crew to here for Alexandria House.
And what we'd like to offer to you is a gift of stories. We'd like to start with Madison.
Most people don't understand, you know, the homeless. They think that, oh, you had to have been a bad kid, you had to have run away. I was an athlete, and for whatever reason, my mom, she just couldn't deal. She was on drugs, and she kicked me out the house at 17, and I found myself homeless."
So Brandon decided this really touched him because he grew up in a single-parent home where his mom and aunt worked many jobs to make ends meet, so he donated $1 million to them. A rep for Alexandria House says they're going to use that money to buy another complex to accommodate the 600 or so people they turn away every month just because they haven't had enough.
The Breakfast Club.
If it wasn't for y'all, I don't know how I would make it through my day.
New home for The Breakfast Club, The Big Stick, Foxy 99.